Do you feel nervous about Friday the 13th? Well, some bad news. It's Friday the 13th, and there are three in 2015. This is the second. The final one will hit in November. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're not going to talk about superstitions, really, during this hour, but we are going to talk about the number 13 with a guest who is known as Professor 13. And we'll talk about a little bit about the history of our fear of this number and some other factoids about the number 13. And we will welcome any questions you might have at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday, March 13th. Our guest is Thomas Fernsler, a math specialist who has an interest in the number 13. He's associate director in mathematics of the Professional Development Center for Educators at the University of Delaware. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday the 13th.
Yes. Is this a holiday of sorts for you?
Well, I like to think that it is. It's nothing official, but there have been times when my connection with 13 has brought me some good luck on a Friday the 13th.
Yeah, and first, before we go into some of that, this is the second of three Friday the 13ths this year. How unusual is that?
It's fairly unusual. Usually about every 11 years, we get a year like this, where February, March, and November all have a Friday the 13th, and it's due to the date patterns in the calendar. The next time we'll see this is in 2026, and the next time after that will be in 2037. Now, actually, this year, we're kind of at the end of what I like to call a six-year cycle, because in 2012, we had three Friday the 13ths also, but those happened on January, April, and July, and that's the closest that you can get three Friday the 13ths in the calendar year. And every year has at least one Friday the 13th. If you get one in May, June, or August, that's it for the year. But there are other calendar years in which you get two. For example, if you have September with a Friday the 13th, you're getting one in December, 3 months later. April and July have the same date pattern. So if you have an April 13th on a Friday, you'll have a Friday, July 13th. And in a non-leap year, October and January also have the same date pattern.
Interesting. All right. So, but we will always have at least one Friday the 13th in a year?
Always. Every year has at least one.
Yeah. And so how come, where did we start feeling nervous about the fact that it was a Friday and it was the 13th day of the month?
Well, a lot of people who are triskaidekaphobic, and that's fear of the number 13, they cite historical evidence and they'll say, well, for example, at the time of the Last Supper and the crucifixion of Christ, they'll say, well, Jesus was the 13th at the Last Supper, and look what happened to him. But there's actually some evidence that this idea of 13 people dining at a table and then one of them suffering fatal consequences, there's some evidence that it actually goes back to Nordic mythology when Loki, the god of darkness, crashed a dinner party of 12 other gods and killed Baldur, who was at the time the most popular of the gods.
Yeah, and ever since then, if we're afraid of the number 13,
right? And also dining 13 people at a table. I mean, there are historical references that Napoleon, J. Paul Getty, Herbert Hoover, Franklin Roosevelt were all afraid of dining 13 at a table. And in fact, Mark Twain related the story that one time he got an invitation to be the 13th guest at a luncheon, and he told a friend about it. Well, horrified, the friend said, "Don't go, it's bad luck. You know, I'm telling you, don't go." To which Twain dismissed the idea as nonsense, and he went anyway. Well, the day after the luncheon, Twain met this friend again, and he said, "You were right about the luncheon. It was bad luck. There was only enough food for 12.
And is it true that some buildings will actually avoid the 13th floor?
Yeah. A few years back, I was asked to speak to the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics when it was in Philadelphia, and I decided to go up to Philadelphia from the university the day before, and I stayed at the Philadelphia Marriott. Well, I was randomly assigned the room number 1417. Okay, so I step in the elevator, and the elevator has no button for the 13th floor. So, of course, the 14th floor is the 13th floor, so that I thought was pretty lucky. And then I took a look at the room number, 1417. Well, if you add the digits, 1 plus 4 plus 1 plus 7, you get 13. And 1,417 is also evenly divisible by the number 13. You can divide 13 into it 109 times. So I actually thought, you know, there was a case of that was being pretty lucky.
Now, so tell us why that was lucky for you. Why does number 13 hold such a fascination for you?
Well, this all started for me back in 1987, which was another year just like this year, where February, March, and November all have a Friday the 13th. And I just happened to be looking at a calendar of that year early on in the year, and I thought, wow, that just seems like a lot. It just seems like three Friday the 13th in one year is a lot. And from that, I just started investigating this. And, you know, it's kind of like you kind of let people know what you're doing. And then at different colleges and universities where I've been employed, the media relations people say, hey, well, you know, this might make a good story. And so it kind of goes from there.
Apparently, your own career started with a lot of 13s, like a horse race?
Oh, well, that's kind of a continuation of my career. The fact is that when I was called for the interview here at the University of Delaware, it was on Friday, August 13th in 1999, and I got the call at 1:13 in the afternoon, so 13 minutes past the 13th hour on Friday the 13th. And I happened to look at a map of Delaware, and I noticed that U.S. Route 13 is the major highway that runs the entire length of the state. And the number 013 was the winning lottery number that day. So, sensing an alignment of the stars, I checked the racing form, and I called my bookie, and I put $1,300 down on a horse called Lucky Friday to win, who was a 13-to-1 long shot in the 13th race at Delaware Park. And the horse even came in, but it was 13th.
Oh, my goodness. So how has 13 been lucky for you?
Well, I love to tell this story. Part of my job, I think actually the best part of my job, is I still get a chance to go in the classroom and work with kids. And this was a few years back, but I was in the southern part of the state, and I was working with a teacher, and we're very familiar with each other, and I go into his class a lot. And this was the first time that I was in this particular class. It was early in the year, in the school year. And the teacher said, well, you can ask Professor 13 some questions. And the kids had some really good questions. And then the teacher said to the class, did you know that Professor 13, if you tell him your birth date, he can tell you the day of the week that you were born on? Well, I can't do that. I was thinking to myself, I can't do that.
Where did you get
now,
that?
I call it dumb luck. You know, we still call it that. It's just dumb luck. He called on a girl in the classroom, and he said, tell Professor 13 your birth date. And she said, October 22nd, 1995. And within a tenth of a second, maybe even faster, I said, Sunday. And the girl's eyes got as big as quarters, and she said, he's right. And the whole class goes, whoa. Well, here's the truth. The truth is, I happened to know that October of 1995 had a Friday the 13th in it. And when you have a Friday the 13th in a month, the days 1, 8, 15 and the 22nd are all going to fall on a Sunday.
Oh, very lucky.
And so again, just by the luck of 13, he just happened. Now, again, that really impressed the kids, and I never told them. I never told them the rest of the story. I just wanted to continue to be impressed. But the fact is, I moved the conversation along very quickly because I was not sure who he was going to call on again.
Right. We're going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking with Professor 13. Thomas Fernsler is with the University of Delaware, and he is a math specialist with a special interest in the number 13. And we thought it'd be fun to talk with him on this Friday the 13th. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. A lot of people get a little creeped out by Friday the 13th, but not our guest. He thinks 13 is a lucky number. At least it is for him. Thomas Fernsler is a math specialist with an interest in the number 13, and we are finding out why. He is also with the University of Delaware. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. If you have a question about the number 13, do you have any aversion to the number 13? Does Friday the 13th make you a little bit nervous? Or do you have a special story about Friday the 13th or the number 13? We welcome it. Eugene in Viola does. Hi, Eugene.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
This is my brother's birthday. When he was 13 years old, he was 13 on Friday the 13th, and he just turned 69 today.
So he was born on Friday the 13th, you say?
No, he was 13. When he was 13, he was 13 years old on Friday the 13th.
Oh.
He was born in 1946. I don't know what day, but when he turned 13, he turned 13 on Friday the 13th. He just turned 69 today.
Is your brother named Glenn by any chance?
No, Edwin.
Glenn on Facebook says, I turned 13 on Friday the 13th. So, do you think that's lucky, Professor Fernsler?
Yeah, I think it can be. But I think this speaks to what I do with 13 and Friday the 13th. I know in the past I've had some interviews where, you know, they've asked me to talk about the evil and the negative stuff about 13 and Friday the 13th. And frankly, that's not what I do. What I like to do is make the connections between things like history and politics and famous and infamous people. And it gives me an excuse to tell kids that, hey, look, you can make a connection or more than one connection between the real world and mathematics. And I'd like to think that it helps kids maybe get a little bit more interested in mathematics.
Tell us a lesson that you tell your kids using 13.
Well, one of the things I like to do is it's an activity where I have them try to guess a three-digit number that I've created. And once we go through a number of rounds of these, and of course the idea is that the class has to guess it in as few guesses as possible. Well, I'll do about four or five of these games with the class, and then I'll just ask them, do you notice anything about the numbers that I picked? And all the numbers that I picked, if you add the digits, you would actually get 13. So I'll pick numbers like 904 or 256 or 733, because in all of those cases, and of course there are many more, where the digits will add up to 13. So there's an example where I look at that, and it's neat to see kids that are actually, you know, looking to solve that problem that I just gave them about the 13s.
And you're also... You're also a baseball fan, and 13 comes up quite a bit in baseball for you?
Well, it has, but there's one thing I want to reference. I think it'll be important for your listeners in Wisconsin. Before I do that, though, I do have to say I am a Boston Red Sox fan. It's kind of a legacy from my father.
It's okay.
And the neat thing for me is that my daughter is also a Red Sox fan, and I'd like to think it's a legacy from her dad. But anyway, when the Red Sox won the World Series in 2013, after they won it, I said to my daughter, look, I said, it's possible. I said that the Red Sox could never win another World Series in my lifetime. I said, but if that happens, I'll always remember that they won it in 13. And then the other thing I was thinking about with your listeners out there, you know, there have been about, I think it's 22 or 23 perfect games pitched in the major leagues in its history. But that's not, none of those are the greatest game ever pitched. The greatest game ever pitched was by Harvey Haddix of the Pittsburgh Pirates on May 26, 1959, and it was against the Milwaukee Braves. Harvey Haddix threw 12 perfect innings, not just nine. He threw 12 perfect innings because the score was, it was tied at 0-0 through 12 innings. So Harvey Haddix throws 12 perfect innings of baseball, but then he lost the game 1-0 in the 13th.
Well, that wasn't lucky for him.
Not for him. But like I say, it's to me, it's the greatest game ever pitched.
Yeah, so what about, I'm trying to think, is there a president, FDR had a lot of superstitions. Did it have something to do with 13?
You're right. First of all, FDR was an extremely superstitious president. I mean, not just about the number 13, but that was probably his main superstition. He was superstitious about lighting three cigarettes on a match, and I don't even know what that means, but apparently it's some sort of a superstition. But anyway, as far as the 13 goes, he was scared to death of having 13 people eating together at a table for like a dinner party. And there were a number of occasions when he would call his secretary to come and round out a dinner party if, through a belated default or a late addition to the guest list, that there were 13 people at the table. And he never left for a trip on the 13th day of the month, whether or not it was a Friday. He was not going to depart for a trip on the 13th day of the month. In fact, he sometimes would order a train to leave the station at 11:50 p.m. on the 12th. Or wait until 12:10 a.m. on the 14th. And even in death, I guess you could say FDR's final journey, he avoided a Friday the 13th because he passed on the afternoon of Thursday, April 12th, 1945.
Oh, my gosh. My goodness. So he...
I was thinking when I think about presidents, I'm like, quick, who was the 13th president?
Who was it?
Right. It was Millard Fillmore, and a lot of people have no idea.
He was considered, just a failure too, right?
he actually was. His policies for the 2 years that he was in office, from 1850 to 1852, his policies really led the nation closer and closer to civil war. But to me, the interesting thing about Fillmore is that he was never elected to the office. Fillmore was Zachary Taylor's vice president when Zachary Taylor passed in 1850. And so our 13th president was never even elected to the office.
Didn't Woodrow Wilson, though, consider 13 his lucky number?
He did. In fact, when Wilson went to France to lead the American peace delegation after World War I, the ship carrying Wilson entered the harbor in Normandy, France, on Friday, December 13th, 1918. Now, against the advice of the superstitious captain and crew, Wilson ordered that the ship be docked on Friday the 13th. And again, the captain said, you really shouldn't do this, not Friday the 13th. But it happened. Well, even though Wilson was given a hero's welcome in Europe, when he returned home, his time here in the state is time in, remaining in his administration was marked by the Senate's refusal to ratify the Treaty of Versailles, and it ruined Wilson's dream of a League of Nations led by the United States. And finally, on a speaking tour to urge ratification of the treaty, he was going cross-country to speak about ratifying the treaty. That's when Wilson suffered a near-fatal stroke in Boulder, Colorado. So even though Wilson thought 13 was lucky, maybe it really wasn't.
No, I don't think it sounds like it was at all. We are talking about the fear of the number 13 and other, interesting historical and political and cultural events that are associated with the number 13. And we wonder if you have any questions. We wonder if you have any examples from your own life, perhaps, regarding the number 13. Do you feel a little bit nervous that today is Friday the 13th? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Thomas Fernsler. He is a math specialist with an interest in the number 13 and Friday the 13th. He goes by the pen name Professor 13, and he is also an associate director in mathematics at the Professional Development Center for Educators at the University of Delaware. And again, we welcome any thoughts or questions you have about the number 13. Let's talk a little bit about Apollo 13. Boy, that one was pretty ill-fated. Tell us about all the 13s involved with that.
Yeah, actually some people still believe, I think because of the movie Apollo 13, they still believe that 13 was responsible for the spacecraft explosion, but that's really not true, of course. The movie notes the 13, of course, in the mission number, and the liftoff time of 13 hours Central Standard Time. 13 hours was the moment at which Houston took control of the flight, and so that's why it's Central Standard Time. And they also noted the date of the explosion, which was April 13th, not a Friday, but it was the 13th of April. But the screenwriters actually missed two other connections to the number 13. First, the liftoff came from pad 39 at the Kennedy Space Center, and 39 is the third multiple of 13. And looking at the numeric launch date of April 11th, 1970, the numeric date would be 4-11-70. And if you add those digits, 4 plus 1 plus 1 plus 7 plus 0, it also gives you 13. Now, when I knew that they were producing this movie, I was actually waiting by the telephone figuring, well, Ron Howard has got to call me. But he never did, you know, and I don't know, maybe the movie did okay anyway.
It did. Let's go to, we have a lot of callers now. Sue in Watertown is with us. Hi, Sue.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, Sue.
Hi. I used to think Friday the 13th was unlucky, but I had to change my mind because my daughter was born on April the 13th, a Friday, at the stroke of midnight.
Oh, there we go.
Cool.
And everything was uneventful, right, Sue?
She's been a wonderful daughter and has had a very good life up to this point.
Thank you very much.
And you know, that's the stuff I find. I find that people, they want to share the good and the positive about 13, and that's really where I'm coming from with all of this. Like I said, I stay away from the negative stuff about 13, so that's really encouraging.
Since we have a lot of people who have birthdays. Ernie in Hammond is with us. Hi, Ernie.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
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 So, yes, so this is always an interesting topic. Surprisingly enough, today is my birthday.
Oh, really?
Happy birthday.
I was born on Friday the 13th. I am the only boy of seven girls. And also this year, my daughter's birthday is November 13th, Friday the 13th. So it's always
cool.
Been a very positive thing for us. So as you were just stating earlier that, you know, I guess we can always look at the bright side of things. So
now, wait a minute. So your daughter's birthday her birthday will be on the third Friday the 13th of this year then? Is that
correct?
Isn't that interesting? So we have a dad and a daughter who are sharing a Friday the 13th birthday, the two of the three of this year, Thomas.
That's great.
All right, let's. There were some other famous people born on Friday the 13th. Fidel Castro, right?
Right. Fidel Castro was born on Friday, August 13th, 1926. And Butch Cassidy was born on Friday, April 13th, 1866. And, you know, I think it's one of those things, like I said, I just find it interesting. People can make that, you know, of that of what they want. But, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, Friday the 13th, Fidel Castro, and so. But like I said, I just make the connection. I don't pass judgment one way or the other.
Let's go to Maddie in Shorewood. Hi, Maddie.
Hi, good morning. So
good morning.
Friday the 13th is a great day for me. In 2009, on Friday the 13th, my mom had a brain aneurysm that ruptured. And on the way to the hospital, a black cat ran in front of our ambulance.
You're kidding.
not kidding. And she made it through the surgery just fine. Interestingly enough, 2 days later, she started rambling about beware the Ides of March, and I thought she was joking, and I was like, oh, that's too Brute, and she had a stroke that day, but she fully recovered from it. So in my mind, Friday the 13th is a good day. A little sketchy about the Ides of March, though.
I'm glad she made it through that very scary situation, but and that the black cat crossing your path did not impede her her surgery that she needed.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks very much, Maddie. Let's should we take some more calls? Let's see. We have an email from Janet who says that a major north-south highway in Minnesota is 169. My husband warns me not to drive on it on Friday the 13th because 13 squared is 169. But you knew that, right,
exactly,
Thomas?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't stay away from it. I would think it's lucky, but again, I don't want to argue with people either about it.
All right. So we are going to be talking about Pi Day in just a couple of minutes. Are you going to be celebrating Pi Day?
You know, I think because of the Friday the 13th, I actually kind of forgot about Pi Day until I heard it on your promos for later on.
So Pi Day, though, is P-I, the mathematical pi. And apparently we like to celebrate with pies because of it's a tasty circle, and pi has something to do with the circumference of a circle.
Right. If you divide the circumference of a circle, which is the distance around the circle, by the diameter, then you'll always get 3.14. And, of course, that's an approximation. Pi is one of those numbers. We call it irrational because it has decimal values to it, but the decimal values never repeat, and they never end. And some of your listeners might have seen there are posters and T-shirts out there with, like, you know, a 1,000 digits behind the decimal point of pi. So, but yeah, it is an interesting number, and it's, of course, very useful in mathematics, but yeah, like I said, I have to kind of admit, I think I forgot about it.
We have just 30 seconds to go. Are you going to do anything special today, Friday the 13th?
My special stuff is doing things like this. I usually have a number of interviews, and I get a chance to talk to folks about it, so that's kind of celebrating it for me.
Happy,
but a lot of times, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say happy Friday the 13th as we have news coming up. And then we will talk about pies we can eat on Pi Day, which is tomorrow. I'm Joy Cardine, thanking Thomas Fernsler, a math specialist who has an interest with the number 13. This is the Ideas Network.